Sexual assaults on college campuses and the school's responses have been making headlines across the country this fall. In Baltimore, a 16-year-old girl was allegedly gang-raped at a Johns Hopkins University fraternity party last month. City police arrested two men in that case this week. But WYPR's Estelle Klein reports that students are confused and upset.
University officials shut down frat parties 4 days after the alleged rape at the Sigma Alpha Epsilon house at 29th and St. Paul. But they relented after protests, allowing closed parties. No one is admitted without a formal invitation.
I think there's a lot of confusion on campus.
That's Samantha Lux, a senior at Hopkins. Olivia Katzen, a junior, isn't much on Greek life, but she empathizes with her peers.
I know a lot of people are really upset with the way the university handled it.
Campus fraternities failed to respond to requests for comment. Johns Hopkins administrators declined interviews, but shared with WYPR an email that they sent students that said that they were, quote, greatly concerned at the report of this incident, unquote. Neither the victim nor the alleged perpetrators in the November 2nd incident were affiliated with Johns Hopkins. Baltimore City Police have arrested two Reisterstown men on rape charges in the case. They are being held without bail at the city detention center. This is the second sexual assault-related headline involving Johns Hopkins this year. The university became one of 76 schools under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education last spring for failing to comply with the Clery Act, which requires schools to report sexual assaults. That stemmed from a Towson University student's report that she was gang-raped at a Pi Kappa Alpha, or Pike, party in March of 2013. Pike is suspended until the end of the school year for a separate underage drinking issue from May 2014.
When you have on-campus parties where underage drinking is a known phenomenon by administrators and campus law enforcement does nothing, they turn a blind eye to it, that is a breeding ground for other problematic behavior.
Tara Richards is an assistant professor at the University of Baltimore School of Criminal Justice. She says the atmosphere doesn't start in universities and that these conditions affect more than university students. Mike Giuliano lives near the Homewood campus and its fraternity houses.
Certainly, anytime you walk by a fraternity house, you realize that it can be Animal House in a nefarious sense sometimes.
It's that Animal House atmosphere that Title IX and the Clery Act were designed to end by requiring every college campus to have protocols regarding sexual harassment and assault. Amanda Conradi, a professor of sociology at Loyola University, says these policies don't have to be uniform.
Each campus provides its own definitions. Clery requires that you have a definition of sexual assault or you have a sexual violence policy. And it also requires that you define consent. But it doesn't mandate what your definitions are.
And they can change year to year.
You could have a very different policy as a senior than you had as a first-year student.
Even if the policies change quickly, wider cultural shifts that would decrease sexual assault on college campuses move much slower. I'm Estelle Klein for 88.1 WYPR.